Caitlin McAllister, head girls basketball coach of the Coon Rapids Baird Crusaders, joining us here on the preview show. Coach, practices just getting started a couple days now. How have the girls looked with a lot of experience coming back this season for you guys?
It's been a lot of fun. So since we have a lot of experience, there's just been a lot of things that we could just go into right away, and they've been competitive, and we've been playing some 5-on-5 already. So it's just been, the girls are excited. It's been fun to have them.
So practice is just getting started. You mentioned you're playing some 5-on-5. Do you find it easier to coach a team with a lot of experience when they know what needs to be done and what's expected?
For sure. I think, like, when I first started coaching, I had a lot of girls with some experience but not a lot of basketball knowledge. And the girls that were returning are not only have experience, but they also have that knowledge, which we can get through things a lot faster. And it also helps our freshmen and new players, because then they can kind of see and hear what they're saying.
So you returned 5 starters from a team last year that finished, I believe, like 16-8. So a really good season for you guys. But a lot of those starters eat up a lot of the points scored for you guys. How do you find more balance through the bench and the starters coming into this new season?
Well, I think just in general, we had a few girls come off the bench last year, and those girls have matured and gotten stronger, and they've worked a lot in the off season. So I think they knew what role they wanted to play and how they were going to step up into this role. So I think we have a lot more depth coming into the season because of that. They've done a good job of buying into what we're doing, and they know that they have potential to play and support throughout the year. So it's really nice to see that.
You were a young team last year, but with a lot of experience coming back this year. Where is this team's identity going to be? Is it going to be on the defensive end, the offensive end? Because if you think about it, you return a guard like Anna Hart, over 5 steals a game last year, and then Breely and Malia Clayburgh were able to eat rebounds down low for you guys. Where does this team's identity come into this season?
We actually had that conversation on the first day of practice. I said in the past, we've been a really strong defensive team, that we do a good job communicating, we are aggressive, but I think our focus needs to be on the scoring end a little bit more. So we've been very fortunate to have a very strong inside presence with Breely and now with Malia, but we have to be able to extend out past that, because there's a lot of teams that are going to identify Breely. I mean, she's a fourth-year starter. She's been averaging double digits for a couple years now, so we just need to be able to score outside the lane. So I think that's been kind of our focus this year, starting and being able to finish, things like that.
Do you think with kind of the team speed you have with both Hoffbauer sisters as well as Anna Hart, that you should be able to get out in transition and score quickly a lot this year?
Yes, that's definitely something else we've talked about. Like you said, we have a lot of girls that are returning that are strong defenders, and they're also good at stealing the ball. So that transition, being able to score off of steals, being able to get rebounds, we're a pretty strong rebounding team, so most, and everyone's coming back for that. So being able to get quick outlets, Anna's had she's just grown so much, not only as a basketball player, but also her maturity and her knowledge. So she's definitely in charge on the court. She knows what needs to happen. So I think she also has a goal of, we got to push the ball more. So her knowing that and her having that change in just that maturity level that she has from a freshman to sophomore year is really going to change the pace of our game, I think.
I think a lot of people in the Coon Rapids community are going to be familiar with the girls that are on the court. Who are some girls that maybe didn't see a whole bunch of time last year that could take a big step forward this coming year for the Crusaders?
Yeah, we have several girls, and I've been talking to Coach Meyer and Coach Kraft about, I've never really had depth before. And now we're looking at probably 4 girls that could come off the bench, with a few more that have that ability. So the first one, Ella Heidoff, she came off the bench last year. She started maybe once or twice last year. She's just gotten a lot stronger. She's a lot more confident ball handling and shooting. So she'll definitely be someone that'll add a lot of minutes. Ashton Clucky is also a sophomore that will probably see quite a bit of playing time, along with Maya Downing, who's just a very aggressive defender, and Shelby Wiskus. And Shelby's a senior this year, and she's just one of those kids that she does anything you ask her to do. She practices hard. She's a great leader, so I'm excited to see all 4 of them be able to see some playing time this year, hopefully.
With a lot of kids coming back, I assume you guys haven't had to deal with any chemistry issues or kids trying to find their roles on this team?
No, definitely. I think that's what's so nice about coaching this group of girls, is they love basketball, but they also love each other. They just get along so well. They have fun, they laugh, but they get serious. They go at each other, and they don't they aren't offended by that. They know that they're just trying to push each other and get better. So it's been really, really fun. I mean, off season was fun. They did some scrimmaging in the fall that they just, it's just been, it'll be a good season. I'm excited.
How are the numbers looking for you guys throughout the high school level on your varsity basketball team and even JV and freshmen and stuff like that?
So we are sitting at about 20 girls out. So pretty much everyone that was on varsity last year is out again. We have a few people that were on our varsity roster that are not going out this year, unfortunately. But we have a lot of good freshmen that are really stepping up into different roles. So our numbers are looking really good. Unfortunately, that's not the case in all of our conference. So we've been struggling to find some JV games, but we're hoping that we've found quite a few for just to continue building our program.
Taking a look at that schedule for you guys, beginning of the year, you kind of jump into conference right away. How do you feel this team stacks up with your conference throughout, you know, you're talking about other teams like Boyer Valley, Cam. Where do the Crusaders kind of mix in with the conference?
I think our conference is going to continue to be tough. We're not the only team that returns a lot. Cam returns quite a few girls. Woodbine returns quite a few girls, and they were a state tournament team last year. So those two teams are definitely going to be at the top, along with Exira at EHK. They gained a couple girls from Audubon. That'll really help them, but they lost a lot of talent last year. Along with that, like Boyer Valley, they were young. They're going to continue getting better. Arweva's going to be really young. So a lot of the teams in our conference, same with Peyton Sherdan, a lot of teams in our conference are going to be pretty young, and some big seniors graduated last year even for like Glidden. So it'll be interesting to see. I'm actually unsure of how everyone's going to finish, but it'll be interesting to see.
And taking a look at the non-conference schedule, you get to play teams like IKM Manning, ACGC, Kemper, teams that will challenge you a little bit later on at the end of the year. How do you think that's going to prepare the girls for some of the teams they might see, you know, come postseason or other things like that?
Yeah, I talked to our AD a lot in the before we started looking at some non-conference games last year, and I said, we return everyone, we need to get better. So we've had non-conference games in the past that were like, oh, we want to win this, but now we want to get challenged a little bit more. So we added Kemper, like ACGC again. They were a solid team last year. They're going to be even better this year. IKM Manning is always going to be a challenge just because of how they play. We picked up a few, like AHSTW we picked up because Audubon's no longer in their conference. So we have a pretty tough non-conference schedule. So I'm looking forward to it. I think it'll be good for our girls.
Kaylin, those are the only questions I have for you. I want to thank you for joining us, and good luck this coming season.
Thank you.
That was Kaylin McAllister, head girls basketball coach of the Coon Rapids Bear Crusaders. We'll step away, take a break here for more coaches coming up next here on the Coaches Preview Show.